Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. High alive, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming, I don't know which way to go. You kiss me.
Burning love. That's heartburn. Okay, love we can't help you with. Heartburn, we can help you with that today.
Yes, we can.
Concord Food Co-op back in the house. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are we today? You got the AC cranked up?
Well, I'm out in the Concord Food Co-op parking lot sitting under a tree on a milk crate.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a nice breeze out here thus far, so it's nice.
All right, so before we chat with Abigail and Pam, what's shaking at the co-op? What do we need to know?
Nothing. I mean, those roasted chickens are going great. The breakfast sandwiches are going great. Inventory is pretty good all around, and you know the fresh veggies are coming in from the local farms. So the produce department has been doing exceptionally well as well.
That's
of course,
great.
We still don't have our hot bar opened as of yet, but they're trying to come up with different things that they've historically made and putting them out for grab and go. So those items have been very popular. Sushi's going strong as well. Everybody loves the fresh-made sushi. So it's sort of, you know, we're trying to do the best we can in these times, as so many businesses are, right?
Mm-hmm. So is it harder to get product right now, some product, because of either slowdowns at the companies or transportation getting it here?
Yes, definitely so. You know, it's the poultry's been hard and beef has been hard, and just as of late, we've been able to get organic beef, grass-fed beef at great, great prices. So
nice.
We post those on Facebook all the time, and when they come in today, it's $4.99 a pound, so I grabbed eight of them because normally it's around $8 or $9 a pound. So for the grass-fed organic, so I have eight of them set aside, and there's no limit on the specials that she's been bringing in. She's had great deals on organic and grass-fed beef lately. So surprisingly, I don't know. I've been trying to get an idea of why suddenly we were able to get quantities of that, but chicken's been exceptionally tough to get. Mm-hmm. And it goes out as soon as it comes in. You know, it's frequently our chicken section is wiped out. It comes in and is wiped out relatively quickly anyway, but it's been spotty on some items.
Well, you know, and hopefully, you know, we'll I don't even know what normal is anymore, but we'll get
right.
back to
normal
deliveries and the normal, you know, production outputs that we were at before.
Yep, you know, thank goodness for the local farmers that are giving us eggs and
Absolutely.
Milk, and now all types of fresh veggies are coming in. So our produce department is well stocked for local fresh organic veggies all the time.
And right. Yeah, the next 4 months, local veggies, man, your diet has got to have a good helping of fresh vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
At least once or twice a day, get the fresh veggies, man, and don't do the mistake that other people do sometimes. They overcook it. It's like, seriously, what are you doing?
I know.
You're taking the benefit of great fresh vegetables, and you're killing it. Don't do that.
And I was just thinking before the call, you know, I'm anxious to hear from our guest today about heartburn. I suffer from it quite frequently, but I was just thinking, I don't think you get heartburn from eating veggies and, fresh veggies. I certainly can't. I'd be anxious to hear exactly, you know. Well, maybe onions, but you know,
the only way I think you could do it is if you really put the salt to the broccoli or you fried it. Other than that, I don't know how you could.
Yeah.
Oh. You guys are really setting me up for what I want to talk about.
I'm hearing
well.
Pam laugh in the background. So.
Wow. Dr. Pam Herring. Hi, Pam.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to have you back.
I'm here again.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Dr. Herring, instrumental in the process of licensing naturopaths as primary care doctors in New Hampshire, started way back in 1995. She can be reached at drpamelaherring@gmail.com, or you can call her, old school, 491-7321. And on your other speaker, morning, Abigail.
Good morning.
There she is, Abigail Mashinsky. Herbalist and writer, lives in Concord, serves as the education specialist at Megafood, a local company that crafts premium supplements made with real food from trusted farm partners that share a commitment to organic and regenerative agriculture. So, Greg, to Greg's point, I can't remember anybody who got heartburn from eating carrots and broccoli and cabbage and potatoes. I just don't see that.
That's
you
right.
know, that was going to be my big takeaway for today. I've been on the show a lot of times, but don't know that I've mentioned that I'm fully vegan and plant-based all that often. And, diet, I talk about supplements quite often when I come on here, but diet's really what it's all about when it comes to acid reflux and heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
And plant-based diets is one of the, I'm just diving into it, plant-based diets is one of the best things that really you can do for heartburn and acid reflux. And I know that's a really big ask for a lot of folks to switch diets entirely. So my biggest challenge would be to consider even, especially for folks who have heartburn at the end of the day, trying to go to bed and how that can just be so disruptive and uncomfortable. Even switching that last meal of the day, you know, omitting the meat and prioritizing vegetables and some of those clean proteins can be really, really helpful for folks who struggle with like those acid bombs at night when they're trying to sleep.
Pam, okay, yes. let's back up for a second. Let's go. 101 here. What exactly is acid reflux and heartburn?
Well, from the naturopathic point of view, acid reflux is when the stomach acid, well, from anybody's point of view, is when the stomach acid seeps through that valve at the end of the esophagus that's supposed to shut after we swallow food. And it will leak through. Now, what causes it to leak through is the question. And diet is a major factor, and I'll second what Abigail said, of course, and add that, just to put it in perspective, we need something in the vicinity of 7 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. That's the size of your fist, each serving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
7 to 13 to prevent chronic disease. It used to be 5 on the chart. It's boosted up to 7, and really 7 to 13, depending on your activity level and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Average person, I survey every patient about their diet usually, and people come in at maybe 2-3, a really rare 5. Okay, so we're very, very short on fruits and vegetables in our diet as a at least in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main thing, is getting those in your diet. But also, we want to address why that stomach valve gets lax, and I don't think it's really conclusive, but what goes into your stomach certainly must contribute to all of it. You know, we need things like probiotics in our diet.
Mm-hmm.
We need a more alkaline diet.
Right.
But we're supposed to have stomach acid, and our conventional approach is to suppress the stomach acid, and that causes another whole host of ailments because we don't digest our food, our protein particularly,
right?
We don't have enough stomach acid.
Right, and so we need the stomach acid. We just need it to stay down there.
Exactly. Now, sometimes it's caused by what's called a hiatal hernia.
Mm.
Where part of the stomach protrudes into the esophagus, and that will be a cause for stomach acid to leak. So that needs to be corrected. And I've found that chiropractic can help that. Surgery, of course, can help it, but that's a little more extreme. So,
right.
Now,
what about guys like Greg that are always stressed because of their job? Does that bring it on?
Oh, yeah. Stress is a major factor.
There you go.
So, de-stressing, right, Right, and I'm anxious to hear what kind of herbs can help that. From Abigail.
Oh, good question.
Well, thank you, Pam. I appreciate that. One of the first supplements, though, that I do want to talk about, because Pam brought up the fact that, you know, you go the conventional route and you're struggling with acid reflux and heartburn, and you go to the doctors and they're going to prescribe a proton pump inhibitor to suppress some of that acid production.
Right.
One of the things they don't often tell you that they really need to is that with any medication, there's so many nutrient depletions that can happen as a result of that medication. And with proton pump inhibitors for acid, it's magnesium. And magnesium is in charge of like 300 different enzyme functions within the body. We store 60% of it in our skeleton. We store 30% in our muscles. It has a big role. It's the fourth most abundant mineral in the body, and PPIs completely deplete magnesium. So one word of caution I have to anybody listening to this is if they're actively on a proton pump inhibitor or something to reduce acid, is to strongly consider a magnesium supplement or increasing magnesium in the diet with, you know, leafy greens and similar foods, because that can be a very, very scary concern that could lead to hospitalization and even death if magnesium levels are caught until they're, you know, they're too low.
All right.
So magnesium is the first supplement I want to recommend.
All right. So you may be in a position where you have to take a little something to kind of tamp it down a little bit, but we can be a little bit more natural as you're moving forward and the situation improves.
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, and while you're struggling with that, one of my favorite remedies, herbal remedies for soothing some of that indigestion and that stomach upset that can happen as a result of acid, one that we actually haven't talked about on here before, but is aloe vera juice.
Ooh.
We think of aloe for outside, you know.
Sunburn.
On our skin.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's incredibly soothing when, you want to buy an appropriate dietary supplement of aloe. You don't want the blue stuff from CVS.
You're right. Very good.
But the co-op has what you need, which is great. And I really love aloe juice. You just need a small amount of it. And, you know, over time could be very, very soothing to the digestive tract. So that is, as far as remedies and providing some of that relief, aloe vera juice can be really, really helpful. But again, reiterating what Pam said and I mentioned earlier, it's still all going to come down to diet. These are great little tips and tricks to help you provide some relief. But when it comes to chronic acid reflux and heartburn, we really want to pay attention to that diet for sure.
Wow.
There's a wonderful book called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You by Dr. Jonathan Wright. It was written quite a while back. He's an old-timer in medicine and out in Seattle and used to give the nutrition update every year at our conferences. But he, in his book, talks about the fact that most doctors do not check to see what level of acid is in the stomach. And if they did, they'd find that the stomach acid is low in most people with reflux or acid indigestion.
Wow.
It's low. And there's some belief in the naturopathic world that low stomach acid contributes to that valve not closing. So by giving acid, and it's a little tricky, you need to do soothing things like aloe vera, and really suggested to be guided by a medical practitioner when you do this. But, if you're going to reduce PPIs especially, but when there's reflux, taking acid often can be helpful, taking hydrochloric acid, because we're supposed to have a pH of something like 2 in our stomach.
Right.
And if we were to test everybody with acid reflux, we may find it's already low, and then we give proton pump inhibitors and lower it further, thereby not digesting well. We don't kill the bacteria in our stomach, which is what acid does. You know, food has often bacteria on it, so we need to make sure that gets killed before it goes into the system. And hydrochloric acid is what does that job.
Wow, and it seems like it just the more people know, the more they can understand. And I know when you're dealing with an incidence of acid reflux, you just want it to stop. I totally get that. But it sounds like the more you know about what might be causing it, the closer you may be to maybe getting it under control.
Yes, yes. Also, eating a lot of carbs and sugar really contributes. So, you know, a lot of people who decide to go vegan, aren't really into diet per se and nutrition. They just want to, they might have a thing about animals, which
the vegan, as we call them.
But they're not really knowledgeable about how to eat well when you're vegan. You need to make sure you get B12 in your diet and other things. So, they tend to eat a lot more carbs because they're not getting animal protein.
Wow.
Is it the carbs in beer that causes heartburn? Because, you look at the list of things that cause heartburn. It does say alcohol, but it doesn't seem that alcohol across the board causes heartburn. For me, it's more just beer does, and I'm not sure if it's the carbs.
There may be more carbs in beer, I don't know, but there's a lot of sugar. I mean, alcohol becomes sugar.
Right.
So people who often drop alcohol tend to start craving sugar.
Yeah.
So the key is to start eating more protein so you don't crave so much sugar.
But again, you've got to know that going in.
Right.
Again, it's the education part that, the more you learn, the more you're going to know, the more you're going to be like, that's why that makes sense.
Right. Education is the key. We want to put those tools into our patients' hands. Education is 3/4 of what naturopaths do, and I'm sure herbalists as well. To help people to understand how to achieve and maintain good health.
Yeah.
We've lost the way in our country because of the food industry in part, and, our forefathers just ate, they ate according to what their parents ate and so on back. And there wasn't the availability of processed foods that we have today and fast foods.
Mm-hmm.
People ate, meat and potatoes and vegetables and didn't have quite as many problems as we have today with all the fake foods, you might say, artificial foods, manufactured foods, and all the additives and all the pesticides and all the toxins. And
I know.
It's really a big problem today.
Yeah, I know, but people have got it down. Sadly, people have got it down to, I need to fix something in 10 minutes.
Exactly.
And that's really that's what they're judging everything on instead of, maybe treat your body like a temple. Watch what you put in there,
Exactly.
We've got Abigail, we've got Dr. Pam, we've got Greg, and we've got to take a break. Going to take it real quick and return with the Concord Food Co-op here on Good Morning New Hampshire on 107.7 The Pulse. Talking as we do on Friday mornings with the Concord Food Co-op, also joining us here today, Abigail Mixinski of Mega Foods and Dr. Pamela Herring. Homeopathy, I think, has always held the core to be very important. So even though we're talking about heartburn and acid reflux, it's really about keeping that core in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
And doing everything we can to kind of keep, because if you can keep the core in good shape, it can keep you trouble free going down the line.
That's
managing
right.
foundational right. health is so important. Absolutely.
So really, we really need that 50% fruits and vegetables in our diet, even though we all laugh at it when we see the charts.
Right, half of the plate.
I know.
And munch on them as snacks instead of picking up the M&Ms and whatever else.
Well, it's about putting it in the line of sight. Put the apples out on the table or on the kitchen counter in a bowl.
Right, the kids are much more apt to eat them if they're right under their nose and they're hungry.
Mm-hmm. I know. And again, these seem like all good common sense tips, but you really can help your overall health when you're talking about some of the basic things like diet. And it's funny that you both mentioned that sometimes people just don't bring diet into it when they're trying to take care of something, but diet is key.
That's the first thing we want to address.
On that point, the antacid, daily antacid pills that people take, I had heard there's other, negative side effects of that. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? Because there's so many of us that I have been taking them for a while, and I just felt terrible taking them, so I just had to deal with it. But other side effects of taking a daily antacid?
Well, the most dangerous one is that it's a suppressive treatment. It doesn't cure anything. If you go off of it, you're right back where you started, and it's lowering your stomach acid and preventing you from really digesting your food, and then you start to grow more bacteria in your stomach, and one of those is H. pylori, which can cause some real problems. So that's the main issue, but also, like Abigail said, it interferes with some of your other nutrients, such as magnesium, which is all important. So, it's just a road that if you start going down, you just make the problem more complex and make it harder to reverse. So it needs to be done carefully.
There's been some science coming out recently, and Pam, this may be something you're familiar with as well. I'm just really intrigued by it, managing the health of that valve in the esophagus and helping it get stronger can be really helpful as well. And there's been some great science. It actually demonstrates melatonin, which is the hormone we think about for sleep, actually really helps to tone that esophageal flap. And so that's another remedy that I've been recommending for folks with really great success. And, sleep's a problem for so many of us anyway.
Right.
Melatonin's the hormone that we naturally produce as the sun goes down that tells our body to rest. So 3 milligrams of that has been the study dose that's been looked at. And for family members and friends that I've had try it out, 3 milligrams at night is going to support sleep, but it also seems to be very supportive for acid reflux and heartburn if the strength of that flap is the cause of your
That's
concern.
Awesome. And that's where we're going to have to leave it here with the Concord Food Co-op. Abigail, Dr. Herring, thank you so much.